Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News, and it's a Tuesday, and that means Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, very interesting story in the paper today on the front page, and it has to do with an official in the Cuomo administration, Syracuse, New York, and a threat.
Yes, according to the story by our reporter Chris Bragg, an official in the Cuomo administration has made what a Syracuse city attorney is describing as a threatening phone call that pushed the city to give a needed go-ahead for the Inner Harbor project there. That's a major project that was of interest in a federal subpoena issued by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara last April. The action comes less than 2 weeks after executives from a company involved in that project, Core Development, were charged in a wide-ranging state corruption probe. The official who made the call is Thomas DiTullo. He is a Syracuse-based senior building construction engineer with the New York State Department of State. Now, according to Jack Sickinger, who is a senior assistant corporation counsel in the city of Syracuse, the call made by DiTullo was bordering on a threat. The city attorney said the call was highly improper, and he brought it to the attention of Preet Bharara, the Manhattan-based U.S. attorney. Stephanie Miner's administration has said that the Inner Harbor plan as it stands now doesn't meet state fire standards. Core Development is seeking an appeal on that with the State Department of State. In the voicemail, which the Times Union did listen to, DiTullo said he was reviewing the state's application and said it could result in negative press for Mayor Miner. And it's also a reminder of the ongoing political feud between Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Miner. They used to be very close politically. In fact, she was a co-chair of the State Democratic Party, but after she wrote an op-ed piece back in 2013 that criticized the governor, she was stripped of that role. But the whole situation comes after eight people were charged on September 22nd by Bharara's office, including two officials of Core Development.
From there, let's go to the Albany budget.
Yeah, it's budget time for local communities, and our Amanda Fries has a story about the city of Albany. Mayor Kathy Sheehan in the city of Albany has offered a budget that actually includes a 2% decrease in spending and a very slight property tax rate decrease, but it all hinges on $12.5 million that they need from the state.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these or other stories, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.